night at 11 o'clock at night. So I kept it so long.
Why is there no mention of Hanukkah in Al-Mikya? That's a very interesting heritage of Chaim 7. It actually comes from a different source. Of Chaim quoted from some Talmud Chacham. It's known in Rav Chaim's name. It goes like this. Chaim asked another kash. You look at Al-Mikya. It says as follows. Utseva chitzeh b'yom ha-shabbos hazeh. Comes when? After Bnei Yerushalayim across from Erev Yomim. It's Reb Chaim, it's the wrong place. Where does it belong? We know in benching, we say, then it's Bnei Yerushalayim. Why is the Utseva chitzeh in Al-Mikya after Bnei Yerushalayim? It's Reb Chaim's second kash. Send two kashas. Kasha one, why is Chanukah not found in Al-Mikya? Kasha two, why is Shabbos in Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, found in the wrong place after Bnei Yerushalayim instead of before Bnei Yerushalayim? Those are the two questions, Rav Chaim Brisker. He answers both questions the same yourself. He sold his base in a Gemara in Masechta Brachos. Masechta Brachos. There's a concept called Havinenu, which is born basically into disuse. Who in his life has ever said Havinenu even once? Well, there you go. So we don't say this for some reason. We no longer say Havinenu. But the Gemara does discuss Havinenu as a possibility. And the Gemara discusses the question of when Havinenu can be said and when it's impossible to say Havinenu. So the Gemara says over here, Masechta Brachos, on Chof Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says you can't say Avinenu in the winter time, because you can't say Talamata. You can't say Mokti Shabbos, because you can't say Atachon and Tano. So the Gemara asks the question, what's the problem? The Gemara says, what's the big deal? Say Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'Kol. Why can't you say Avinenu Motzi Shabbos? Just put it in. What a great kasha. The Gemara of kasha. What does kasha mean? There's no answer. But you know, Rabbi Yona points out there's no answer. Maybe there really is an answer. Because the Bible says we don't say it. So why can't we say it? So, Rabbeinu Yonah is the following beautiful yourself. Every phrase of Havinenu is called Me'ein, right? Me'ein Shemon Esrei. Every phrase of Havinenu corresponds to an entire bracha. An entire bracha. Does anyone know what Havinenu goes? But no one knows Havinenu. I read it to you. Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Rachecha Umolus Lavavenu Liyarasecha Vesisach Lanu Lios Geulim Rachkenu Mimachovenu. Every two words in the bracha. Vedashneinu Binos Artecha Nufutzoseinu Me'arba Tekabet Vatol Madat Yishafetu Valarshon Tonef Yodecha V'yismuchu Tzadikim V'vinyon Erecha V'tikun Reicholecha V'tzmich Haskeinu Dabar Avdecha V'arich Haskeinu Ben Shem Shidecha Terem Nikra Tosana Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tfila. Boom. Just the 13 brachas like this. In one paragraph. Each phrase, two, three, or four words, represents an entire bracha. What's the fear? Said Rabbeinu Yonah. You say, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Amavlo Ben Kodesh L'chol. People will think what? That you're passing Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, Chana Motzoi Shabbos, you make a separate bracha of Avdallah. A separate bracha of Avdallah. We don't pass in that way. We pass in, of course, that we say Atachon and Tonu, but it's not a separate bracha. The Gemara says over here on Mechav Tes, according to the Mishnah, Taflam and Gimel, Rabbi Kiva went bracha Rabbi Yisrael Tnei Atzma. The Gemara says, if you're going to say, people are going to think it's a separate brach. Everyone with me so far? So me'ain is dangerous. You put a thing in, it'll think it's a separate brach. So the prime brisk like this. Anything you add into me'ain shalosh, also me'ain. You add a phrase, boom. The impression is conveyed as a separate brach. So the question is, so that's why you can't do it when it comes to Chanukah. Because they'll think you make it on some kind of separate bracha in benching on Chanukah, because it has a phrase in Al HaMichya. The obvious question is, how do you explain the fact that we say Utev Achvitzenu, Zachreinu, and Samcheinu when it comes to the Al HaMichya and Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh? Answers Reb Chaim, I'll tell you why. If you look, I brought my siddur. Good thing I brought it. Look a few pages earlier, four pages before. A guy forgot to say, would say, and he finished Boni Yerushalayim. So what does he say? A whole new bracha. A whole new bracha. A special series of brachas that I found to make. The whole page in the art scroll, page 87, from top to bottom, an entire page. Brachat Hashem lekeinu melech olam. Asher nasan shabbosos lemnucha la'am Yisrael bi'ava v'los lebris. Brachat Hashem kadosh Hashabbos. Whoever said that bracha ever? That bracha said if you forgot what to say, and you said Bona Yerushalayim, and then you remember if you forgot what to say, you stick it in right then and there. Says Reb Chaim, that's pshat, and it would say in Al HaMichya, it's not me'ain the would say of benching. That comes before Bnei Yerushalayim. When we say Al HaMichya, we first say Bnei Yerushalayim because Shemir V'Meinu, but then it's Sechaz V'Meinu, then it would say about Zeman Shabbat Zeh. It's corresponding to the full bracha of that I just read to you from the previous page. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's exactly why it is said, Dafka after Uvnei Yerushalayim, and not before, that's found in the benching. It does not correspond to the Ritzei in benching, it corresponds to the Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, which we say if we forget Ritzei and only remember after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Ad Kan, this fantastic teretz, Reb Chaim, answers your question. Okay? That's just that's also too fast. Okay, but that's what Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim said to someone else, it wasn't his own, but he's going to force him as Reb Chaim's teretz. Okay, but now let's talk about Neros Chanukah. That was supposed to be today's topic. So the last line of El Sai, the very last line, in the Sefer Pesachim, of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, will give us an entree into the sugya of Neros Chanukah. Amar Shuv Ben Levi, Noshim Chayovos Ba'ar Bekosos Halolu, Sha'afein Hayu Be'olso Hanes. Okay, if you look in the small letter Aleph in the top line of Kuf Ches Amud Beis, where else is this found? Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Who can guess what's found in the Sefer Shabbos? Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Neros Chanuk. Let's read the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, which is the same exact thing. Same exact yourself. I'm going to try to compare these various mitzvahs. Says the Gemara as follows: Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Hidlika Chayre Shota Vekotin Lo Osav Lo Klum. Yisho Vareh Madlika. Remember Shul Ben Levi. Noshim Chayavas Bnei Chanukah She'afein Hoya Boso Anes. Rav Osi, there's a third mitzvah, one more place where this is found. Anybody know?
Megillah.
Look on the side. Megillah Daf Dalam Amud Aleph. Omer Shul Ben Levi. Noshim Chayavas Bnei Megillah. Why? She'afein Hoya Boso Anes. That's our topic for today. Afein Hoya Boso Anes. We'll start with Neros Chanukah because we're talking today is Chanukah, the first day of Chanukah, Baruch Hashem. And we will try to move to the other mitzvahs as well and see how we can understand this yourself. Fine. So, what does that mean? As a general rule, women are potter from mitzvahs to say shazman gurama. That's the understanding. Right? As Tosa says over here in the Kuf Ches and the Beis, vilavai time alohoyo chayavas mishum shnadashim peturus mitzvahs to say shazman gurama. Fine. And that's it then. I forgot the Arba Kostra Rabbanon. Can there rise a tikkun? It's a general rule. We saw that in the back of them. And now that so this is a general principle. Potter is man groma. The exception is Af and Hoya Bosom and Ace, three places in Shas. Now Chanukah, Habakkuk, and Mikra Mikra. Any questions so far? Have a question, please ask. Basics, okay? Yes.
Isn't there a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in regards to mitzvahs, meaning mitzvahs that are bond that are...
Yeah, there's a mitzvah. Brachas.
How would Rashi understand how to be
a good mitzvah? Question. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. May have to do with the other Rashi about Nashim Tzkanius. Rashi says that it's not just they were saved from the Goyim, but they had an active role. Maybe I'll answer part of it. That's not going to go there now. The Mosa and Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Halacha, in Hilchos Chanukah. Those who have Hilchos Chanukah, if you brought a Mishnah Berurah Vav, you'll be able to follow inside. If not, you'll follow outside. Tav Resh Ayin Hey, Siv Gimel. Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah, Sh'afi Chayevis Bo. Abel Lika Chereshot Devekotan, Lo Asa Klum. Sure. Everyone with me so far? What's the Gemara? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Test something which is just, you know what, maybe you should put it on the board? Because if you're not already bored of Mishnah Berurah, maybe we can do that. Why not? We have the high tech, we should take advantage. Please put on Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tuf, Resh, Ayin, Hey, Siv, Kot, and Tess. Okay, so I'm starting from the beginning while it's going on. Isha Madlekas, Pirish, Ba'ad, Kol, B'nei, Besa. She can light the candle for everybody. How do you know? Because the Gemara said, Chei, Resh, Adav, Kot, Lo, Asa, Klum. What does that mean? He cannot be Motzi others. Here too. Isha can be madlik, and she can be moti others. Further says the Sharatiyah. Don't think it means that a woman should light even if her husband lights. That's not true. If her husband lit, she doesn't have to light. Ishta kagufo, and she doesn't have to light. But, let's say the husband's not around, and doesn't want to light, there is no husband, then she can light for everybody else in the family. I'd kind of read you the Mishnah Berurah, the first line of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess, with the Sharat Siyas, Sivkot, you know, I don't think you can get Sharat Siyas on this.
Yeah.
You can? Look at that. Okay, we'll know for future reference. But for the moment, I'm interested in reading to you Tav Resh Ayin Hey Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess. A man can make a woman a Shliach to light for him? Hey, this sounds pretty, we spoke last night about some of these things. Hey, pretty avant-garde. That a man can make a woman a shliach to light Ner Chanukah for him? Wow. Didn't say he should. Can. Okay, big difference. Big difference. Okay. And now, we have this incredible phrase, a few lines, in the Mishnah Berurah Tav Resh Ayin Hey Tess, which we're going to read together. There you go, right there. Smita. Wow.
Good.
Okay, so?
Yep.
Good.
How do you derive that it's for others from How do you derive that?
Because the Pashup Shad and the Gemara.
That's for themselves.
Good question. We can't say it means for themselves. They do the best they can. A Cheir is shoulder the cotton for himself. He do the best he can. So, can't say it's nothing for him. That's all he can do. So, if someone is a Cheir or a shoulder a cotton, and they light, they did the best they can. So the presumably also of Lo'klum means for anybody else. They can't be moti someone who's not a Cheresh of a Kot. By contrast, an Isha can be madlik with someone else, not just for a woman, for a man as well. That's how the Sharat Siyan explains. Fine. But look at this now. This is amazing. You with me on the mass? I am B'tshuvas Ola Shmuel Simon Kufet. Can everyone read it? Is it big enough? The L'didan Shemadlikin Kol Echad B'fnei Atzma. Mikomagom Isha Eina Tzricha Lahadlik means if her husband is there. Tahavian Rakt Felos La Anoshin. This means even if it's not a husband, if her brother's there, or her father's there, they don't have to light. But Imrosul Mahadlik, a woman wants to light over and above her father, brother, etc. We'll get the husband later. Mivachos. She can make a bracha. You know why? Tahavi kish'ar mitzvah saseshes mangroma diyecholos levarach. Ukshenitz vabayis. Tadak isha v'havi bas chiyuva. Uvivracha, of course. Lo yadna cotton. Ukidu l'kameh. We said before, cotton's no good. Anyway, what do you see from over here, Rabbi? So what do you see? A woman wants to make a bracha. She may, you know why? Because she can make a bracha on Zman Grama. Any Sfarim in the room? Do women make brachas on Zman Grama by you? No way, Jose. So what's going on over here? How can the Rishabur say this, implying that according to Sfarim women shouldn't make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? It's like a Mefurish Gemara. We just read it. You read the Gemara? I read it. The women are chay. Right? What does it say? Isha Vadi Madvaka. What are you talking about, Zman Grama? This is an exception. We read the Torahs together. Afen Ebo's Neis is an exception to the rule of Zman Grama. We just read the Torahs Kuf Chesem Ebeis. By Abba Kais, sent by Ner Chanukah. So how can the Mishnah Berurah breathe the word Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama in the context of Ner Chanukah when we have enough on the Torahs here in Kuf Chesem Ebeis that Afen Ebo's Neis trumps, is trumped? No. Abnezmeis trumps the tour of Zman Grama. That if it's that it breaks the rule. So if it breaks the rule by Arba Koshes, it obviously breaks through by Ner Chanukah, by Megillah too, for that matter. So what's going on over here? Who can say pshat in this Mishnah Berurah? Pilei ploya mamish. I'm going to say the kasha is a tremendous kasha. This kasha is such a strong kasha, Rabbi Osei. It's so strong. How can the Mishnah Berurah refer to Ner Chanukah as Zman Grama? Sfarim that we shouldn't be able to make a bracha on it, because we know full well that after Nevos and Nates beats up Zman Grama. So now from the Torah, I showed you inside. Everyone with me so far? Is the question clear? Who doesn't understand? Who does not understand the question? Tell me. Say it again. The question is a very powerful and clear question. So I'd like to answer this question by focusing for a moment on the third mitzvah. We started with Chanukah. Today's first day Chanukah. We moved to Pesachim because we have more Pesachim in front of us. What's the third member? Megillah. So Megillah, the Gemara says exactly the same thing. The women are chayev in Megillah, she'afin hayu, but also hanes. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Megillah as follows: the Yesh Amrim Tov Reish Pei Tes Sif Beis. That a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. Why not? Says the Rambam, V'yesh Omrim, if a isha kora ol atzma, v'varechas l'shma Megillah, she'ena chayeves b'kriya. Rabosai, this is the Rambam. A woman is chayev in shmiya and not in kriya. Right. It's often a Ramah, tough fresh pay test, sit base. Who can explain this to me? What do you mean, Shmiya, Kriya? What's happened? What's this all about? Why is the woman chayv in Shmiya, not in Kriya? You understand full well, she's chayv in Shmiya, not in Kriya, so then she can't read for the man because she's not a Bar Chiyuva, the same as him. He's chayv in Kriya, she's Potter. You have to be chayv in the same thing, to be motzi, and you can't do it. I'd like to share with you a pshat, which is based on the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, but part of it is I added a bit of a different twist. Avnei Nezer quotes a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shavuos, says as follows, that in order for something to be mefursam, it has to be something which is obvious to everybody. Something which is not obvious to everybody, to the average individual, cannot be labeled as mefursam. It's not famous. It can be it's the province only of the, we'll say, the intellectual elite, or Tamid HaChamim, or whatever the small subgroup. That's not called Pesuminis. Kerabosai, let me make the following suggestion to you. It's coming Purim, after Shul is over, stand outside of the Shul, and as people are coming out, you know, everyone comes flying out of Shul after Megillah reading, you say, excuse me, question I'm asking you. Did you fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah? Oh, it's funny. Of course. How did you fulfill the mitzvah? So, How would you answer if someone stopped you on the way out of the shul on Purim nights? How would you answer? Come on, how'd you answer?
Being there.
What'd you say? You say it one more time?
Being there and listening to the Megillah.
That's right. You heard the Megillah. You heard the Megillah. That's the correct answer on a simple level. Of course, it's not the correct answer. It's not the correct answer. What really, Lumdus, what is the really, really correct answer to this question? You didn't just hear the Megillah. That's right. You didn't just hear the Megillah. You read the Megillah. Yeah. You read the Megillah. You really did. Why? Only one Balkor read the Megillah. I'm only a person in the audience. I didn't read the Megillah. So the Gemara has an expression called Shomea Keone. Shomea Keone. That's how it works. Shomea Keone. A person listens to something, it's as if he is reciting it. That's how we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But, as I mentioned before, that is the province of the intellectual elite who know Shomei HaKona. The average Yid never heard of Shomei HaKona. He knows he went to shul, he heard the Megillah, Yotze. Yes?
Is it because of Shomei
HaKona, or is it because those two are the same thing. The Bakari is a Shliach Tzibur. I'm listening to what he said. He has commanded to be Motzi me. I have commanded to be Yotze. Shomei HaKona. That's how it works. Shomei HaKona is a principle which we find the halacha, Shomea is Ka'one, and on this basis, the average individual who walks into shul and Purim is not the Valkyrie, is being Yotze, the mitzvah of the Megillah, with the principle of, again, Shomea Ka'one. But again, that's only known to the Tamid HaChamim, people in this room, learning by a Rebbe, learn Shas, they know that Shomea Ka'one. But the average individual who never went to yeshiva, who was not holding by these inyanim, he asked him, he'll stop him. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of the Megillah? I heard the Megillah. That's it. I heard the Megillah. Of course, that's not the real truth. The real truth is you read the Megillah. You read the Megillah. You really read the Megillah. How? Because Shomei HaKona. Fine. Rabosai, if Shomei HaKona is not mefursim, the question becomes, how can it be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa? Pirsumei Nisa is a phrase found in a number of connections. We all know the phrase Pirsumei Nisa. Everyone knows the phrase Pirsumei Nisa. It's a famous phrase. But it's found in a number of places. And as a matter of fact, it's found in connection, if I'm not mistaken, with all the three mitzvahs that we just identified as mitzvahs of Sha'af and Hayu, but also Hanes. The phrase Pirsumei Nisa is found. But as we mentioned before, you can't have Pirsumei Nisa if it's not famous. So the question then becomes, how can we say that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah you fulfill Pirsumei Nisa? Where do you find the words Pirsumei Nisa in the connection to Megillah? Anybody know? If you search Shas, it's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Halo Megillah Malshi Yafsik, in the middle of the davening. Kriyashma Daraisa Posek, Hal Drabana Miboya, Odilma Pirsumei Nisa Adif, Brachas Dav Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. Say the word Pirsumei Nisa is found in the context of what? Megillah says Tempur. If you look at Masechta Shabbos, on the Avichov Gimel Amud Beis, Ner Chanukah Odif, more than something else, because Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. So the phrase Pirsumei Nisa is found over here in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Beis, in the context of Ner Chanukah. If you look in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim, we're not there right now, you'll see also that the phrase Pirsumei Nisa is found in the context of the mitzvah of Arba Kosis. No surprises. These three mitzvahs are put as sort of in the same group. Why? Because after all four of them, actually all three of them, it said, Av Hein Hayu, but also Hanes, and therefore they deserve the title of Pirsume Nisa.
Also with the Dalakosos?
Dalakosos. Yeah. Where's the word Pesumidis in the kind of Dalakosos?
Third line on
what? No. It's in Psachim too. I can't find it the second, but it's in the 10th paragraph of Psachim. Somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, the phrase Pesumidis is found in the kind of the Dalakosos.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, I'll take it on faith, and we'll try to find the actual words later on. It's in the middle of got it to Gemara yet. Some of you'll see Kuf Yud and beyond, and those Gemaras that most people skip, but you'll somewhere in there, unless I'm making a mistake.
How are you feeling when he's building up on the house and we're about pursuing you, so you referenced it from the only reference it from the Rambam?
I'm not wrong with the Hare Kedem, but my reference, my recollection is I can search it. Search Psachim for Pesumin Yisa. Either it's there, it's not there. I just think it's somewhere here. Okay. Anyway, let's go further. Tanya Chiddush, Narabos. This is my Chiddush. I haven't said any Chiddush yet. This is my Chiddush. This is my main Chiddush for the whole day. Is this. Afen Hoya Boso Anes does not mean that the women are obligated in the mitzvahs themselves. Let's review again. Ner Chanukah, Avrakosis, Megillas Esther. No. The Takapot. The mitzvahs are say, Shazman Grum. What are they chayev in? They're only chayev in the Pursume Nisa aspect of these three mitzvahs. I repeat. They're only chayev in the Pursume Nisa aspect of these three mitzvahs. Now, what is the Pursume Nisa aspect of these three mitzvahs? Something which is mefursum. So let's start with Megillah. That's how we started. What does it say with respect to Megillah? The fact that I read the Megillah to Shomei Kohanah is not mefursim. Only Tamid HaChacham know that. What is mefursim? What's everyone going to say when they walk out of shul? You fulfill the Megillah. How do you do? How do you fulfill the Megillah? You heard it. So Shmiya Rabosai is a Pursume Nisa aspect, and women are Chayv only in Shmiya. Kriya is the core mitzvah of what? Of Megillah. Women are potter. It's man grama. Everybody follow me so far? This explains the Ramah. Women are chayv only in Shmiya, not in Kriya. The reason is, Shmiya is a Pursume Nisa aspect, because everyone knows that everyone hears it. Kriya is an independent mitzvah, has nothing to do with it. It's not Pursume Nisa. It's there is no Pursume Nisa about Kriya, because the average person is only listening. So Kriya is a separate mitzvah as it's in and of itself. Women are potter, because it's man grama. Anybody, any questions so far? Yes? No, I'm saying Megillah is Zman Grama. And for that reason, women are potter. Pirsum breaks the rules. Mitzvah, Pirsum, and Issa break many rules. Let me answer your question right now up front. They break many rules. They're different in five different senses. In five ways. Pursume and Nisa, the mitzvahs are different than any other mitzvahs. What are the five ways? First one is women achai. That's what we're talking about. Women achai, right? Who can give me another reason? Another difference. Halacha
that
Avilu
ani that you
correct. Correct. Oh, see, we're saving time for Arvei Pesach. I'm talking about, I'm doing this a little bit nogeva davar. We're saving time for Arvei Pesach. The very first Mishnah in Arvei Pesach, Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha. Lo yochal adam ad she yatepshach. I feel the anish of Yisrael. Lo yochal ad she yosev. What does that mean? A poor person? A person's potter. You don't have to expend 1/5 of your money. You're potter. What's the answer? This is an exception to the rule. The Magen Mishnah Nichos Chanukah. The Rambam writes in Nichos Chanukah. A person should sell the shirt off his back to buy in their Chanukah. Where did he get it from? Where did he know it from? Magen Mishnah says he got it from the Mishnah Pesachim. There's no Gemara in Shabbos. It's a Pesachim. You have to spend every last penny for Arbakosis, and the same thing for Ner Chanukah. And if, in my opinion, the same thing for one other mitzvah. What's that called? Megillah. It's against the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that I'm not going to spend more than 1/5 of my money to buy a Megillah. I disagree. It's an exception to the rule. It's It's an exception to the rule. You have to spend all your money for the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNisim. You want to know how we know that? Perhaps we'll get to it later on today. I'll tell you if you have a chance.
The bracha.
Oh, the bracha. The bracha, we all said last night, She'osa Nisim Lavosenu. That is a trademark of Pirsum HaNisim mitzvahs. We said it last night by Chanukah and tonight as well. We say it as we know by the Megillah. What about Abacosis? Whoever said She'osa Nisim Abacosis? No way. So my Rebbe would always, that's why I brought my sitter in. My Rebbe would always quote from the Yosef that you guys don't say, but I do say. The Yosef of Shabbos HaGadol has the following. I'm reading it to you. We already had this, I brought it last week, the sitter, because of the, spoke about buying, remember a new Kalim, Rav Ashi, that have new Kalim, and then only the Evidu have Kashi Kalim. That same period, I always give you the letter that it's attached to. It's an Aleph base. This period, this Yosef Shabbos HaGadol, is an Aleph base. So it's known as Elokei Aruchos. That's what Aleph, and it goes straight through. And the reason, what I read you last time about being getting new ones was under the letter Samach, Sakini Im Efshel Asosah Chadashim Meshubachim. Other by Gilmer Rosen. That was in the letter Samach. Goes till Tuf. After finishing, well, this is a long period. It spans, or I'll say, three full pages in this art scroll. This is not in English. Three full pages. Okay. After he finishes Aleph through Tuf and the page and a half, he starts all over again. Yosef HaKotan B'Rav Shmuel Chazak. Rav Yosef Tuvelim was called Yosef HaKotan. In the letter Reish. Yosef HaKotan Bar Shmuel. Reish. Rur. Bar. Rishon Mevorech Alayayim. The first cup, you make a bracha, Baruch Regov. The Hakash Kiddush Uzma. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanu, Shechion Vazman Hazeh, Ve'eino Omer Neis Adayin, to rhyme, Yayin Adayin. You don't make Shos HaNisim yet. Yet? You say later? Yeah, you do. Where? Shetzorech L'Omro Ba'agoda, V'roi L'choflo Ayin. Rhymes. Yayin, Adayin, Ayin. Because you have to say Shos HaNisim with on the Haggadah, we don't want to say it twice. Who said Sha'os Nisim on the Haggadah last year, Pesach? What's he talking about? Asher Golano, obviously. Asher Golano was a Sha'os Nisim. Same thing. So my Rebbe said, you see, Klar, Sha'os Nisim belongs to Abacosis. You wait till the second cup. You don't want to say it twice. Isn't that fantastic? Ah, good. So we have again. What? Women are Chayef. More than one for your money. Has a separate bracha. What else? What else? What other nafkaminas are there with respect to Pirsum HaNisim mitzvahs? Okay, we'll stop here for the moment. We have three. Perhaps later we'll get to some of the others. Okay, so is your question answered? Okay. Narabosai. Since we have Ogmar Psochem open in front of us, let's analyze this from the perspective of Abacosis. Are there, in fact, excuse me, two halachas by Abacosis as well? A Pirsum HaNisim aspect and a core mitzvah aspect? What do you say? You know the answer. Yes, okay. You figured it out. But what are they? Please turn to the Rif if you don't mind. Turn to the Rif and paragraph itself. Everyone turn to the Rif. The Rif is found over here on page Samach Zion in our print. Samach Zion in our print. The old print called Gimel Aleph. You don't be remembering Gemara's Pesachim today? Ay, ay, ay. I thought everyone would be more Pesachim at least. Oh, I got I'm sorry. That's a big mistake on my part. I tell you what I was learning about Chanukah, you're being more Pesachim. Okay, I'll read it to you. Right after the Gemara of Noshim, the Rif writes as follows. Arba Kosis Halolu, Shison Chai, you had it, which is not properly mixed, Chai, Yotzu Yedei Dalat Kosis, Velo Yotzu Yedei Cherus. You hear what's going on? Yotze abakosus, but not chemis. Keep it in mind. Shison bevasachas, gozel four cups down. Yotze de chemis, for the yotze abakosus. It's clear as day from this riff, based on this Gemara the Gemara Kufches, that there are two dinim. There's abakosus and there's chemis. From both sides, chemis. What do you think about chemis? What does that correspond to? Rabavada, that's your Rambam. That's your Prisumenisa. Prisumenisa, Rabosai. Chemis, you're demonstrating chemis. That's the Prisumenisa aspect. What is Arbacosis? That's the core aspect. What's the core aspect? Again, it's a Gemara in the Sech of Pesachim. I'm sorry I don't have it in front of you. I should have. I really feel very bad. I didn't take me a Gemara of Pesachim. The Gemara is in the Pesachim, Rabosai, on Daf Kuf. Yud Zion. Amid Beis. Araba Kasi Tekinu Rabbanan Dera Cheres. This is the Takon of Cheres. And then, Kochad V'chad Nave Be Mitzvah. So what are the four mitzvahs? Kiddush, Haggadah, Benching, and Hallel, as you all know. That's the mitzvah of Araba Kosis. But it's also Dera Cheres. That you can fulfill guzzling down four cups. That's even more of a demonstration of freedom. I don't think you should do it. But that's how you demonstrate freedom. Just drinking down four cups one after the other. But you will not have fulfilled, Rabosai, the core mitzvah of Abakosis. This being the case, if we follow our model, it's possible to suggest that women, although the chayev in the presumenisa aspect of Abakosis, which is what? Drinking down the four cups of wine, they may not be chayev in the core mitzvah of Abakosis, which is what? A cup for each of the four. Kiddush, Haggadah, Benching, and Hallel. There is an opinion which maintains that women are pturus from the mitzvah of Haggadah. The pot, it's mangram. Get to it later. So the Mefarshim asks, it's impossible. I think the Chidoy asks this question. It's impossible. We know that women are chayav in Abakosis, and the second cup is Haggadah. What's the answer of Osai? What's the answer? Lou, I gave it to you. They're only chayiv in the what? And they're presuming that's the cheres aspect of it. So therefore, they might be putting from Haggadah completely. Adkam, we started with the Megillah, and we went to the Abakosis, and we now finally wind up where we started.
Why is
a good question. It's a good question. Most possible that women, in fact, are chayiv in Haggadah for precisely that reason. But some say no. Haggadah was never given the official category of a presumenisa mitzvah, according to these poskim. Many of these are presumenisa, but it's not given that category. For example, the Mephitosi has a kasha. Why don't we say Afan Ebbah's Renez by Sukkah? Or by Matzah, for that matter? The answer is it was not formulated, Rabbi Osai, as a presumenisa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which has something to do with the Nes. Maybe it's a Zeichel Anes, not a Pirsum Anes. Again, those categories we're going to discuss at great length. We don't have a Pesachim, Mr. Shem, before Pesach. Today's just a taste, a little taste of a small preview of the coming attractions. Hope it'll be so enticing that you can't wait till we get to the Sugis about the Haggadah and the Seder, which we will believe that to do before Pesach. Now we're holding by Hanukkah. It's going to be a little bit of coming attractions. Let's go by the Hanukkah now. Rabosai, let me ask you a question. So you're all going to go home. Many go home for Shabbos, and Shabbos the families together. And many people like Neris, and many people don't like Neris. Let's assume I'll ask by a show of hands, who's going home to their parental home? Who's going home to their parental home for Shabbos? Who's going? Okay. In your parental home, who lights Ner Chanukah? Yeah. Who? You do. You're the only one who lights. If you're the only one, no one else likes? Why? Kachaza. Okay. Who else going off the Shabbos? Who likes? Only your father. That's what I thought. Only your father. Only your father likes my Sfarim. Okay. It's a separate case. Fine. And everyone likes by you? All men, all women, everybody. Husband, wife, father, everybody likes. Okay. That is a legitimate minute. It's not the Mishnah Brewer's minute. The Mishnah Brewer says, Ishto Kegufo, that the wife does not like. And as we just read, even women who are not married women, daughters, as opposed to sons, also, it's tfelas la'anoshim, and they don't like. That's what it says. That's what we just read in the Mishnah Berurah, Beferish. Good. So imagine this picture in your mind that after the haneris lit, and everyone's coming out of the house or going into the next room, so you stand there with your you stop any female walked out and say, "Did you fulfill the mitzvah of their chagavada?" How? She didn't like it. What's she gonna say? What do you think she's gonna answer? Put yourself in a woman's role. Just put yourself in her. What would you answer? Wife, daughter, whoever doesn't like, and you say that you fulfill this. What would they like to answer? Think back to the Megillah. You stop someone, how do you go to the Megillah? What would they all say? They heard the Megillah. What would they say when it comes to Nerechah? What do they say? Right? We heard the brachas, we saw the hadlaka. That's what they would say. What's the real truth? No. What's that you're saying? Correct. Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeiso. That's a little known din. People don't realize that. It's a chiv on the house. Chovas Hadar. Chiv on the house. That's what it is. It's a chiv on the house. The word Chovas Hadar is a Gemara in Pesachim again. You don't have the Gemara in Pesachim in front of you. But that's where the phrase comes from. Mezuzah Chovas Hadar. Pesachim Dav Dalin Amar Aleph. Right? That's where it comes from. So the name of Chanukah also Chovas Hadar. It's a Nerish Ubeiso. Nerish Shabbos is safe. Tzuchim on the house. Every member of the household who qualifies as a member automatically fulfills the mitzvah as soon as the first person of status lights the candles in that house. The remainder is just Mahadrin. We march up. And our minhag is to make a bracha on Mahadrin. Although normally we don't make a bracha on Mahadrin. Chanukah is different. As someone said last night, around the table. Chanukah is unique. Mahadrin is already been institutionalized as a formality. Mahadrin and Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, because the original name was to satisfy the Mahadrin, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Kitzer, Mahadrin, fine. I'll ask you a question. What is the Pesume Nisa aspect of Osai, of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? It can't be Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Shubesa. Can't be. No one knows about it. Even in this room, people didn't know about it. That's the core mitzvah. Mitzvah Chag. It's the Gemara. It's the Lashon of the Gemara. It's the Shabbos. Mitzvah Chag and Nerush Ubeis. That's the core mitzvah. But the Pesume Nisa aspect of Ner Chanukah is not the Hadlaka at all. What is it? Who knows what it is? Re'iyah. Re'iyah. What is it? Ain't a Doma Shmila Re'iyah? Doma Shmila Re'iyah for our purpose. The Shmia of the Megillah is like the Re'iyah of the Ner Chanukah. That's the Pesume Nisa aspect. Women, according to my analysis, which is the only Chayiv in the Shmia aspect, which is Pesume Nisa of Megillah, and the Cheres aspect, which is the Pesume Nisa aspect of Abba Kosos, and also only Chayiv in the Re'iyah, which is the Pesume Nisa aspect of Ner Chanukah. Everyone knows it. You saw it. That's the first. Now we can understand the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, the question.
Why can't the core mitzvah be Ner Yeshua? Why can't Pesume Nisa be Ner Yeshua Beiso?
I tried to explain to you before. Ner Yeshua Beiso is a lumdus, which most average people are unaware of. If you stop a woman on the way out and say, "How did you fulfill the mitzvah?" She'll like to say, "I heard the brachas, I saw the neiris." She's not going to give the lumdus chance to Mitzvah Ner Yeshua Beiso, which went to Mechlala. We spoke about that last night. And then maybe she'll give the right answer. Maybe I wouldn't bet on that either. So it's, you have to be sophisticated to get that answer. Look, the guys in the shir didn't get the right answer by Megillah either. You also show me a call, and not by just that you heard it. You read the Megillah in effect. Okay, you have to be somewhat sophisticated to get these answers. Not sophistication and wide publicity are a tardy disaster of Osai. I don't want to sound like an elitist, but that's the reality that the Nezah points out. You can't presume an Easter, so it requires a little bit extra sophistication. Good. Now, go back to our Mishnah Berurah. What does it say over here? all the Shmuel says a chiddush nifla. The dad she madlikin kol b'fnei atzma isha ena tzricha lehadlik. Why? Having like tfelos la'anashim. It's politically incorrect. Spoke about it last night. Political incorrectness. What do you mean that they have tfelos la'anashim? What kind of business is this? The chayev? The answer is no. They're chayim in the presumenisa aspect. The man is chayim in the core mitzvah of nerishu beso. Who was only chayim in the presumenisa aspect, which is what? Which is re'iyah sanem. For this reason, the woman should not be making a bracha on the hadlik nerishu Chanukah, save for the fact that Ashkenazi women can make a bracha of lahadlik ner on any zman grama. They can make a bracha on latilas lulav for the shmol kol shofar and leisha b'sukkah. So they can make a bracha on the chanukah. It's no worse than that, no less than that. But for Sfarim, according to this, they would not be able to make the bracha. Believe it or not. Yeah.
So the psak of the Rishpura from the next four words.
Yes.
He writes in lahadlik mevarech.
That's only because he's Ashkenazi. Tell us why. The Havik is Shah Mitzvah Sasei, Shitzmango. Do you call us the Baruch? That's Tzvardim. They Tzvardim deny that word. They don't, they hold any call us the Baruch.
For us.
For us, Ashkenaz.
They can.
They can.
The Mishnah word is
they can. They can. They absolutely can. Yes.
You're not
going to
have a case where a husband
appoints
his wife to be.
No, but not about husband and wife over here. Men and women. So they're talking about daughters. Not wives. We'll get to wives later. Wives are a much bigger issue. We'll get to it. She can lie? No problem. Nope, with a bro. Absolutely. I think so. She's making the bracha for him. She's making his bracha. I think, I'm not an expert in Sephardic law. I think the answer, look at Yaakov Yosef. I think that the answer is she can make the bracha for him. I said it too quickly because I'm not an expert in Sephardic halach. Should be that way. I'm an Ashkenazi, you know, imposing my will on Sfarim, and I don't like to do that. No, that's what I'm saying. I think. Sfarim will come back on Monday and let us know, but I said it's correct. Look at your Sfarim book, the Yaakov Yosef, and all those other books there. Is it true that a Sfarim man could appoint his wife to make the bracha instead of him? I think it should be yes. But, oh, we have Sfarim. So it's one Ashkenazi, one Sfarim saying the same thing. What do you say? Don't know. Okay. That's right. After we finish the whole Chanukah, we're going to ask Rabbi Amar. He's supposed to come next Thursday for Shlomo Amar or Rabbi Hoshi. She'll leave them. Okay. Let's now wait for the Talmidim in this room. There's an obvious question against everything I just said. The question is so obvious, it just stares you in the face. I spent now time, almost an hour, on analysis, and there's one, well, went closer to half an hour. There's a blatant question which everybody should ask. Yes?
Still don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah is applying the general rule that Ashkenazi women can make brachos and mitzvahs and achayvim, because we saw that it breaks the rules. So how does
that's no kasha? They're only chayv in re'iyas haneros. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, someone who sees the neros makes only one bracha. What about does he make? Shasanisim. Fits it perfectly. Shasanisim is the presumenis of bracha. And Rias and Eris, the Pesumanisa, part of the mitzvah. Mamash, Gavaldik. Gavaldik, Mamash, perfect. What's the kasha though?
Why did they make the bracha after?
The question has nothing to do with brachas. More basic than that. Much more basic. The question, the whole thing, the whole shiur makes no sense, as I said until now. For an obvious reason, Rabbi. So everyone should jump up and yell it out.
We still haven't discussed
Megillah. Megillah, we mentioned two aspects. That a woman who's chayv only in the shmi aspect, which is, cannot be motze the man, because the man is chayv in the kri aspect. That's exactly the basis of my question. So what's the obvious question? My shir assistant, there you go. So why can the woman light the menorah for the man? Mineo be'estira. Just got through saying that the woman cannot read the Megillah for the man. Why? She's only chayv in the presumenis aspect of shmiya, not in kriya. By the same stretch, we should say that a woman cannot read light the nair for the man. She's only chayv in the riyah. He's chayv in hadlaka. Oh, what's the answer? Yeah.
You say that they're intertwined, hadlaka and
the presumenis. That's a good answer. Yeah. What do you say?
I was just further question by saying the nusach kabracha as well.
We'll come to the nusach later. Kamara Bosai, give me an answer. Answer it. The answer is in a five-word expression, which I just read to you from the Gemara and Shas. I didn't read it. I said it. No, a different one. Correct. That's two words. I said five words. I said the same thing. What did I say? The first one is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Chanukah ner ish ubeiso. That's pshat, Rabosai. The mitzvahs are not a mitzvah on the person. A personal obligation, Rabosai, has to be on the same level that one is being motzimi as the person who's being yotze. One's chayav the rabbanon, can I be motzimi the raisa? If I look about that in many areas of Allah. However, Rabosai, the mitzvah of the is on the house. So cherish of the cotton lights, it's like it was lit by a computer. No, there wasn't a gavra bar chiyuv or nothing. That makes sense. It doesn't have a status in their chanuk at all. That's why it's no good. But if a woman lights, she has status. She's chayav in riyas and neris. And if, for example, if we know neris, she'd have to light the candle, we have to see it. So her neris has status. So she can be mulled to the man as a member of the household. As opposed to Megillah, which is a personal obligation, there, you have to be in the same exact level of chiyuv, and the woman is not the same level of chiyuv as the man. What do you see a riot for this? My Rebbe brought a riot for this. So, it could be this is Hare Kevin too. Where are we? We started in the Mishnah Brura, who said, the Shulchan Aruch said, again, Tav Resh Ayin Hey, in Hilchos Chanukah. Tav Resh Ayin Hey, we read the Mishnah Brura test, going on the case of women. But then the Shulchan Aruch concludes that Katan is no good. Let's read it. But there's a Mishnah Brura here. V'yesh Misha Omer. What are Yud Gimel then? So Yud Gimel. Here it is. V'yesh Misha Omer. What does Yesh Misha Omer say? That a Katan Shigil Lechinuch is good. Why? What's the reason for it? Why is it good? After all, Ner Chanukah is the Rabbanan. So if Ner Chanukah is the Rabbanan, so Kani Yilich Chanukah is the Rabbanan, why not? I don't know, but why not? So Taka, why not? So what? He's Chayav the Rabbanan. So some say he's a double the Rabbanan. A double the Rabbanan, a 10-year-old kid in Chanukah, can be multi a single the Rabbanan. A 15-year-old in Chanukah. Others disagree. Says the Mishnah Brura Yud Gimel. Look inside. Hine lefi masha sosim ha-mechabe v'sim tarpatz v'veis. In Hilchos Megillah. Masha de la maisa en lismog sheyia ha-koton yocha lehotzi amad lakosa l'gdolim. Achron. Because the Mishnah Brura, because the mechabe rather, in Tov Resh Pei Tes, said simply that a koton is no good for the Megillah. No ands, no ifs, no buts. No mention of kigil l'chinim. The same way as Megillah Chinuch won't help in Megillah, won't help in Chanukah either. That's Mishnah Brura Gimel. Rabosai, who thinks that Rabbi Yosef Karo forgot in Megillah what he wrote in Chanukah? It sounds like. Or maybe he changed his mind and he decided to leave out a day. He should have crossed it out from Hilchos Chanukah too. Why is it that in Hilchos Chanukah he has 2 days and in Megillah he only has 1 day? It's no good.
Same thing.
Rabbi gave the same answer. In Hilchos Megillah, where it's a chiyuv on the Gavra, there Rabosai, the Mechaber passes la locha, a double Rabbanan is no good for a single Rabbanan. Cotton of 10 years old, can I be more to the Gadol in the Megillah? However, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Rabosai, it's a chiyuv on the Bayis. All you need is that your Megillah, is that your Ner has status. So the question is, today is there status to a Ner Chanukah of a 10-year-old. 2 days, unresolved question. The same terms my Rebbe gave in terms of the Rambam Shita, the Shulchan Aruch Shita, that Chanukah is more kal than Megillah. Why? With respect to a 10-year-old, why? Chiyuv on the bayis, not a chiyuv on the person. It's exactly the same answer by women. Women can lie for men because a chiyuv on the bayis, and their has status. But now when it comes to the Megillah, because it comes to the Megillah, you require what? The same level of Chiyuv Gavra. There's one question left, Rav Osa. Now, it's only about the bracha. There's one question left. One question is left. Why did the Ramah say a woman makes a bracha l'shma and Megillah? Ramah is an Ashkenazi. The woman's allowed to volunteer to a bracha even if she's not chayev. So why can't she make the bracha about Mikra and Megillah? She's volunteering for it. The answer to that question is that we're trying to demonstrate that women should not be reading the Megillah for men. Because if you make a bracha, Mikra Megillah, they'll mistakenly should read the Megillah for men. Which, according to this opinion, she's not allowed to do. They make up a special point of changing her bracha. As opposed to Ner Chanukah, where a woman makes a bracha of the Halak Ner Shel Chanukah, and not just Chasinism or Liros Neros Chanukah, etc. Because she could volunteer. Even according to the Mechaber, she presumably makes a bracha of the Halak Ner Shel Chanukah, because that's her way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Rias and Eris, so she makes the bracha of the Havik. Av kan Rav Osa de Skiddush. Any questions before we go on? Yes? Good question. It's a general question. You make a bracha on Rias and Eris Chanukah if you did see or you will see an Eris Chanukah. I can't go into that. It's a very detailed question. I really can't go into it right now. But I do want to go on to one thing now in the remaining time. Which is, what's the status of a married woman? Perhaps her status is different than that of an unmarried woman. We had mentioned before, Rav Osai, that there was a din of Mahadrin. What does Mahadrin mean? That everyone lights for himself. Minigar Amot, Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis. Everyone lights. Mishnah Brura. Levad me'ishto shika gufo. Mishnah Brura. I will say Mishnah Brura, not the son. Mishnah Brura. The person. A married woman should not be lighting her own candles. She wants to do it? You said they do it in your house? How can I stop her? I can stop a woman from lighting? She's not required? Can she make a bracha? That's the problem. I'm going to contend, contrary to what's said outside, that if she makes a bracha, it's a chashash bracha levatol. So I'm not a fan of husband and wife both making a bracha on the Neres Chanukah. The Mishnah Brura said that she's not even a mahadrin by her. Levad meishto shika gufo. Where might this come from? What kind of business is this? It's why does a ishto gufo apply over here? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara is found in the Masechta Shabbos, on the same daf as before. I used to give a penny. Once I got married, I stopped. Now, in Rav Zeira, before he got married, we can argue, he had a house, his parental home, they lived from there too. But it's different. There was only the father lighting, now it's the wife lighting. One could derive, again, not going into all the details, this is the Gemara, which is the source of the Mishnah Brura, Ishto Kegufo, Baal Ki Ishto, when they made a Takonis Mahadrin, husband and wife are considered as one unit, and therefore they have no right to both light a menorah and both make a bracha. Again, without a bracha. There's nothing wrong with lighting, I can't stop someone from lighting. But with a bracha, might be a very serious problem. It might be a very serious problem. Okay. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, right over here in Tofresh, Ayin Aleph Sif Tetzvav, starts yelling at the Ramah. The Ramah's meaning is everyone lights himself with a bracha. It's a bracha levatol, he says. We never heard of a bracha on Mahajir. Never heard of it. I'm answering you. There's an exception. Mahadrin by Chanukah is different than all other Mahadrins, but it's a specific. No, I'll take a mitzvah, I'll do a mitzvah, and I'll do a hira mitzvah afterwards. No bracha, of course not. But Chanukah is an exception, because it will Chazal Matak and specific, Rabbi says, specific Hidurim. The Tshuvas of Rambam is quoted, the Machta Shekel in Tov Reish Ayin Vav. A person lit tonight. There's only one candle. Only one. What bracha does he make? Hadimei Shulchanaka, Shasa Nisim. All of a sudden, I have an extra candle for you. What do we call that, the extra candle? What do you call that? Mahadim what? Mahadim Mina Mahadim. Says the Rambam, you make a new bracha. Could they plural? A new bracha. A Mahadim Mina Mahadim. So too, if the husband lit and the man of the house lit, and now his son lights, or even his daughter lights, so they can make a bracha, because they're fulfilling the grid of Mahadim. There's an exception to the rule. The Aruch HaShulchan is incorrect in his claim. I mean, he defends the Rambam some way. But that's the pshat. This is the pshat. It's a bracha on Mahadim. Now, question is, what's the status of a married woman? May she or may she not light Neros with a bracha? That's the question. So can you get me over here somehow? I read you the one-liner of Ishtar Gagufa. I read you. That's easy to find. However, over here, in Tuf Resh Ayin Zion, can I just go by next over here, or is it just easier to get it? Where's next?
Links.
Links.
It's on the top right side of the screen.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. And where's the Simon plus? Just click that twice.
Yeah. I lost it.
It's
going to come in a second. Where are you? Oh.
One more.
One more. What did I say? I want the tougher guy. Press again.
Seven plus.
Oh. Okay. Excellent. Tough fresh iron zions of cotton tezion. Okay. Yesh min ha-poskim she-sovrin. Achrei de-chazal potru ayidei hadlokas ishto. Lo kol kemine lomar. Eini rotza lotitz b'shel ishti. V'yadlik b'lo brocho. V'yadlik b'lo brocho. What do you mean? I can fulfill a mitzvah against my will? That's ridiculous. Even if mitzvahs ain't shiras kavana, but we pass the kavanah la hafachis works. I don't want to be mitzvah fulfill the mitzvah. Yes, exactly. It's chovas adar. If I make a pronounced statement, I refuse to be yotz with my mezuzah. Wrong potato, yotz anyway. The only way you cannot be yotz with the bracha, which is with the nearest to be done lit in your house, is to leave the house permanently. You get married. You get married in Chanukah. It's a good way. I've been in many ways in Chanukah. The minute you get married, you're out of the house. That's it. Finish. You're not yotz. So the only way, if you want to not to be able to tonight in your parents' house, only one, you have to get married before tonight, before Shkia. I don't think there's a place to do that. I mean, you may find a girl, but while you connect, but a little bit quick. But Rabbi said, you're stuck. Whether you like it or don't like it. In my view, tonight you're being yotze the mitzvahs halakas haneres in your father's house. That's my shita. Even boys in yeshivas in the dorm, he's thousands of miles away from his house, doesn't make a difference. So your father's still paying your tuition. You still can get up whenever you walk home. They'll give you a place to stay. In my view, as I mentioned yesterday briefly, you're a Ben Bias in your parents' home. You have a house here in the dorm also. Okay, so you have two homes. Okay, so if your father lights your yotze automatically, it seems to be no problem. You can make a bracha later on your mahadrin. But that's only any other person, except for husband and wife. That's exactly what Mishnah Berurah said over here. Lavko kamina, you can't do it. You just can't do it. Can't do it. I think that's a big problem. I know there's some places where the woman married with a light after the husband's. It seems to me it's a shalav bracha levatol. And if the woman alight before her husband, his bracha is levatol. I'm egalitarian in that respect. Only one. Now, I'm not egalitarian which one, who it should be. The same way as Ner Shabbos, if I decide to light to my wife, I'll get a patch. Are you kidding? Ner Shabbos is my turf. So too, my wife wouldn't say, I want to light Ner Chanukah. I'm not home, I have to do it with a favor. If not tomorrow, I like Ner Shabbos too. We're all in the bullpen. I'm in the bullpen for Ner Shabbos, and I'm in the bullpen for Ner Chanukah. But the starting pitcher is, my wife has a complete game every single Friday night. She has a complete shutout. She lights the Ner Chanukah, the Ner Shabbos every single week, Baruch Hashem. And I light, as a general rule, the Ner Chanukah myself. And I don't like Ner Shabbos, she doesn't like Ner Chanukah. That's Minig Yisrael, based upon good reasons. I'm not going into the details right now. But that's not my topic. My topic is that I'm not happy when a husband and wife both light with the bracha. To me, I can't say for sure it's a bracha levatola, because the Mishnah quotes a minig that ein limchos biyad hanog and levarach acher. Yeah, here happens to be you're not even home. You're in a different place. To manach sano, you're not home. Okay. Some claim, "Ena rotsa latzeis b'shalishto v'meila less kamish and bracha levatol." Some say, others say it doesn't work. Yotze bal karcha doesn't work. You're a member of the household. So therefore, I'm also telling you what happens in my house, or what actually what happened in my now Baruch Hashem, an empty nester. So, but I call it Baruch Hu's help. Shechiyanu v'kivanu v'kivanu lasman hazeh. When we said the bracha last night, we had in mind not only the wonderful mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the Ner Yom, but also it's the first year that my wife and I will be kayim the mitzvah of marrying off all of our children, and that was explicitly stated before we started the mitzvah. The shachron should go on that too. It's not a small thing, not at all a small thing. Yes.
If Yeshiva Bachar does light before his parents at home are lighting,
mm-hmm.
So is that okay, or is that sure, what
okay.
The parents are doing?
Your parents are irrelevant. Your parents are fulfilling the core mitzvah in their home. Since you're still living at home, in theory, the Yotze with that. If you want to light after them or before them, the Yotze. If you light after them, the Yotze Mahadrin. Could we feel like before them, you're to the core mitzvah? So maybe we could argue, Yeshiva Bachar should light before his father. This way, he can have his own core mitzvah. Let's just imagine. Follow me?
Also,
he lit first.
Also, it seemed to be that some poskim, you don't make a bracha on the hajj, so that would be a way to sort of get out of the machlokas for the.
Okay, but we are making, we do make a bracha on the hajj with the tashas. Yes, but Kivega says, you have kavana shlo lotis, like the Mishnah Berurah Tezvov. Very shver. It's like Chova Sadar. Pasha, you can't have that come up. So now that my nest is empty, Baruch Hashem, let me go back to the beginning. We are, thank God, a full nest. And the question became, who should light Ner Chanukah now? Who? Me and Miel. So my sons all said, okay, we have to light Mahadra. What about my daughters? This is the minute which we utilize. It's an interesting minute we had. When my daughters were younger, of course, they came home from school, they're 3 years old, 4, 5, 6, 7, they lit Ner Chanukah. So we had a whole lineup, big, Baruch Hashem, many, many menorahs, Leah and were lit one after the other. When my daughters turned 12, paradoxically, I told them to please stop lighting their own Neros. I'll be like, what is Erlem Hafach Aniro? Until 12, it's only Chinuch. Once you're 12, you're already chayav on your own. Why do I do the opposite? Here's my pshat. Many people I know, they get married, and the woman was used to lighting her own candle every single year, 12, 13, 14, 15, 21, 22. Baruch Hashem, she gets married. Now they ask Akasha, a shayla, come to me, the husband and wife, what about Neros Chanukah for both of us? And I say, husband and wife's not the wife. Oh. I get petch. What kind of psak is this? She feels disenfranchised, unfulfilled. She's been lying for 20 years, and all of a sudden the rabbi stops when she gets married. It's terrible. I sympathize with that. She's one of two things. She can disregard me, and therefore get involved in the subject brachah levatala. Or she can listen to me and feel disappointed, which is also bad. I don't make any woman feel disappointed and somehow spiritually unfulfilled. Therefore, in my view, the best way to do it is to stop at bas mitzvah and say the reason why there's no chinuch and there's no chinuch is just, you know, for the fun. But the reason why we're not really doing it now, it's Hashem. Tell your 12-year-old daughter, it's Hashem. When you were born, they said in Yemishaberech, the God of the Torah, the Chupa, the Masa Tov. So now we reach Masa Tovim. We're waiting for the next stage. Okay? And since when after the Chupa you will not be lighting, it's better stop now so you'll get married, I guess, in at least 6 years from now, maybe 10 approximately, and could be more than 10. In my house, it was more than 10 in most of the cases. So by that time, it's a not, tell be honest, when my daughters went to Bechala and they weren't home, or even when they went to Stern and they weren't home, they lit in their respective dormitories. That's fine. That's not in the house. I never had a problem with that. But that's not comparable to when they're going to get married, they'll be in the house with the husband. That they did, but in the house they didn't. I know it's a little strange to make sure the psak. It's a correct psak, la halacha ulamaisa, and I believe it's the right way to go. Again, I'm cognizant of other opinions. As I mentioned last night, I'm cognizant and respectful of other opinions, even in Deep Hashkaf and Yonim, Kavachom and Halach and Yonim, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes other opinions. But I'm just giving you my view based upon what we had today, Mishnah Berurah. Yes?
Since the mitzvah is on the household, I would be going away. My wife would light herself.
Correct.
7 hours before. Is she...
Most of you, in my opinion, absolutely yes. Even though when she's the way you're working, it's okay. Because when she lights at 5 o'clock in New York, it's midnight, and there's a straw. That's for sure okay. It's the right time for you and for her. Let's say, for example, someone's in Eretz Yisrael, lights at 5 o'clock at night, and the husband or wife is in New York. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. In my view, you're still yotze. Not a chiyuv on the person, it's a chiyuv on the bias. Your bias is in Eretz Yisrael, and there it's 5 o'clock at night, so you're out. That's my view.
Only one light?
No, in your case, since you're both not home, you can both light. That means you'll be an achsanoi. You'll be a guest, maybe in your son's house or something like that. So you're a guest in his house. So what do you do if you're a guest in someone's house? What do you do? So this says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, Mishtat Leveprutu. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, it's better to light yourself. My Rebbe, the Rav, the Chacham, said, no, can't light yourself. Why not? It's not your house. There is your base, not your house. My house. You have a pruta. That's all Chazal Matat. So my Rebbe said, you're not allowed to light with a bracha because it's not your house. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's better to light with a bracha and the penny's only for the heaven. What does a Jew do when he's stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea? You know, he's in a rock and a hard place. You follow the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing to do is what? Light with a bracha when you're a guest. If you follow my Rebbe, you're like with a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. Vos tutman, what do you do? Here's my suggestion. This is what I do when I'm a guest. I've been a guest Hanukkah. I've been away for weddings. I'll just go away. Stop, but weddings, this is what I do. I give a pruta to the balabos. So it's have yotzikon to the rav sheet. I also ask a favor from the balabos to put a menorah for me. And I light as the balabos lights. But instead of making my own bracha, which is the chashash bracha levatolok onto the rav, I do the next best. What I do? I answer amen, shomei ka'oneh, to the balabos's bracha. He makes a bracha. I answer amen to his bracha. If it's an Indian making a bracha, then it's good. And if not, it's not good. So I just answer an amen. What's wrong? If I carry once I'm mishtadli v'pruta, it's arguable I can already make a bracha. Because the pruta may make me a member of the household. It's a question how the pruta works. That's for a different shir. Now we're out of time. So I've also said we discussed something. Before we go, what is your preference for Monday shir? Hagolas Kalim or Halach.